Are you ready for high school baseball live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton Schools, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's high school baseball right here on WKHM.
Welcome back to live high school baseball here on WKHM. We are live at Jackson High School for the 2025 Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament Championship. Next matchup features the Lumen Christi Titans and the Onsted Wildcats. So, of course, our first two games broadcasted from Lumen High School. Lumen able to take down the Quincy Orioles 2-0. And then absolutely dominated Hudson 13-1 and hustled over here, got all set up, and we're all ready to go. Both teams were all fully warmed up, ready to go, and the umps still had yet to show up, so that was the main holdback for starting this game. But the umpires are here. We are alive. We are ready to go. And meanwhile, Quincy, they have had a similar path to this championship game as the Lumen Christi Titans. They were able to take down Concord at Concord 6-4 for their first game. They had to then come to Jackson High School here, and they dominated Reading 20-0. So it'll be a pretty interesting championship matchup for both these two teams, two very good teams for Division III. So looks like we are going to do a veterans, honoring some veterans here as well as doing the national anthem. So we're going to step aside. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch between Lumen and Onsted for our Al Glick 2025 Classic Championship. Once again, that's coming up 2 minutes here on WKHM.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Live from Jackson High School for the 2025 Al Glick Classic Championship, Lumen Christi Titans and the Onsted Wildcats. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Columbia Schools and Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for their support in today's coverage. And I mentioned they do a coin flip before every game to determine the home team. Woman was the home team on their own home field for the first game when they took on Quincy. And in the second game, they were still at home, but they were the road team against Hudson. And for this final game, this championship, they are back to being the home team. So it'll be the Onsted Wildcats hitting first against Lumen as Timmy Crowley getting the championship game start here for the Titans. Making his warm-up pitches as we get ready to go here. Lumen, of course, their same uniforms through all three games. Their black jerseys, white pants, green numbers with gold trim, and their black ball caps with the green brims. Meanwhile, Onsted with all purple uniforms. It's like a light purple for the jersey and the pants, and then dark purple numbers trimmed in white. So a pretty interesting look there for Onsted as we are ready to go for the first pitch. Leading off will be JT Hill, and the first pitch will be taken for ball one. That one off the plate. As we go through the Onsted order, top three will be JT Hill from center field, shortstop Lucas Arnold, and the catcher Luke Manders. Next pitch, that one in the zone for strike one. Nice fastball there for Crowley. Middle of the order for the Wildcats, it'll be Jack Tessier or Tessier. I do apologize if I am saying that incorrectly. Third base, Xavier Gibbs pitching, and then Bryson Sutherland, the designated hitter. And we got a swing. This is a line drive to left field, and that's going to be in the glove of J.J. Brown. A nice read off the bat and able to prevent that one from rolling all the way to the fence. They're deep fences here at J-High. And there's the first out. This will bring in the shortstop, Lucas Arnold. Right-handed hitter against right-handed pitcher for the top of the first inning. Crowley in the windup pitch. That one misses inside on the fastball. 1-0. Bottom three of the order for the Onsted Wildcats. It'll be Carson Wonders at first base, then Talon Hutchinson at second base, and Sam Solis in right field. Next delivery in the zone there, 1-1 against Lucas Arnold. Crowley, of course, did not play in game one today. Played game two at first base as we have a pop here to the middle of the infield, and the shortstop making the second baseman, Gibby Shore, making the catch for out number two. Luke Manders, the catcher, now at the plate trying to keep the inning going for Onsted. Of course, both these teams expecting probably a close game here coming in off of dominating semifinals. Fastball missing. Low and away for ball one from Crowley. Manders a couple practice swings, ready to go in the box. Crowley wind up the pitch. Swinging a line drive, this one going to right center field deep. This one's going to roll all the way to the deep fence here at J-High. Fitzpatrick trying to get this thing back in quickly. And a slide in safe for Manders. At second, it's a two-out double.
Now batting number 15,
first hit of the game for the Wildcats. Jack Tessier now at the plate trying to drive in the first run of the game. Third baseman for Onsted. Onsted, 19-11 record. These two teams, some of the best in Michigan Division III this year. Of course, Lumen Christi, state runner-ups from last year. Both these teams trying to make a deep postseason run in a couple of weeks as the district tournament begins about 2 weeks from now. We got a swing and a foul tip behind from Tessier. Evens up the count at one. Runner on second with two outs. No score yet between Lumen and Onsted, but Onsted, of course, threatening with that runner on second. Crowley in the stretch. Looking there at the base runner at second twice before making the pitch. And that one misses off the plate. Two balls and one strike for Jack Tessier. Crowley ready to go. Here's another pitch. That one, swing and a miss, and it looks like that is a 2-2 count now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. Crowley trying to keep this game scoreless for Onstead. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. That one up and out of play to the nice football athletic facility here at Jay High. You can hear that bang off the roof there. Keeps the count tied at 2 for Crowley and Tessier at the plate. A couple more glances at second. Here's the 2-2 once more. Fastball missing low and away. Running the count full 3-2. Really important pitch right here. Crowley trying to get out of the jam. Tessier trying to potentially score the first run. Could potentially be walked. Be another base runner. Called strike 3, low and away. Big time strikeout. First of the game for Timmy Crowley. And that will retire the side. That two out double from Luke Manders. He ends up getting stranded there on second. And we head into the bottom of the first inning. No score yet. Onstead and Lumen. You've got the Al Glick Classic Championship right here on WKHM back in 60 seconds.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson. 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here at Jay High for the site of the 2025 Al Glick Classic Championship. Good baseball game in store here. Now in the bottom of the first inning, Lumen Christie and Onstead. Onstead not able to score in the top of the first. Lumen trying to strike here in the bottom of the first. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Still cloudy here in Jackson. Of course, over at Lumen, dealing with a little bit of mist and a light drizzle at times in the second half of the first game and the first part of the second game. Of course, not threatening the game by any means, but of course, potentially making the outfield slippery for some of the players. But, I mean, players on both teams in both those games making some good plays in the outfield, so don't think it bothered them too much, especially with the cleats. So here we go, ready to go in the bottom of the first inning. Lumen let off by the third baseman, Paul Sattler, making some great plays there at the hot corner today. And the pitcher is Xavier Gibbs. Wind up in the pitch, swing and a miss. First left-handed pitcher that Lumen has seen today. And with a lefty hitter at the plate. Next pitch bounces in the dirt about 5 feet ahead of home plate, evening the count at 1. Lumen's batting order, of course, with Sattler at the plate from third base, followed by Gibby Shore, second baseman, and Brody Gregory at first base. Another fastball, this one low, 2-1 for Paul Sattler. Middle 3 for Lumen. It'll be Benny Gaston at short, Cash Callahar catching, and Nathan Hinckley, the designated hitter. Fastball low again, 3-1. Sattler, great opportunity here to be the first Lumen base runner. Bottom three for Lumen, Wes Learned in right field, J.J. Brown in left, and Jack Fitzpatrick in center. Fastball low after a first pitch swinging strike. Sattler doing a good job laying off of some of those pitches out of the zone. Four consecutive balls for the base on balls. It's a leadoff walk, and here is Gibson Shore. Shore started game one, did not get the start in game two, although he was used as a courtesy runner in that second game. Shows bunt, doesn't pull the trigger, and after the pitch, the catcher Manders makes the throw to first as Sattler able to dive back in safely. Really keeping a close eye on him at first. And it's a 1-0 count for Shore. Runner on first, no outs, no score yet. Next pitch showing the bunt. This one pops just to the right side, and it's going to be a foul ball. Good job there by the catcher Manders, waiting a moment, letting it roll foul first. If he picked it up immediately, would have probably been a fair ball there where it landed from my eye. Here we're set up along the third baseline. A little bit away from the Onstead dugout. We got another bunt attempt. This one bumps to the right. This time it's picked up by Manders, and the throw out at first for out number one. Going in the books as a sacrifice as Paul Sattler moves up to second base. Lumen trying to manufacture a run here to get the scoring going. In the bottom of the first with the first baseman Brody Gregory at the plate. Playing a couple different positions today. As the first pitch from Gibbs is a fastball up and in. 1-0. Of course, getting the start at second base in game one. And then eventually coming in to pitch the last inning, getting the save. Coming in as a closing pitcher here for Lumen to close out that first game against Quincy. 2-0 win. Other pitch missing, 2-0. Gibbs in the stretch, next delivery. Low again. 3-0, Gibbs. Trying to get back into the strike zone here. As Lumen trying to put on the pressure, especially with that base runner at second. Next pitch, that one's low as well. Two walks in three batters. Mixed in with a sacrifice bunt. Lumen's got runners on first and second, one out. No score yet, but now Benny Gaston at the plate. Had a triple in his last game. In that dominating effort for the team against Hudson, 13-1. First pitch, strike, top of the zone. Nice fastball location from Gibbs. Trying to settle down here. Quick look over his left shoulder there at second. In the stretch, in the pitch. Fastball, this one missing low and away. One ball, one strike for Gaston. In the stretch once more. Wind up in the pitch. Taking strike two right down the middle. Another nice fastball there from Gibbs. Getting back in the zone. Looking for out number two, maybe a potential double play ball if he gets a good grounder. Next one, swing and a miss in the dirt, and he should be out there on the spot. Doesn't need to make the throw with the base runner at first, and yes, they will stop both base runners. Swinging strike three, Benny Gaston down on strikes. First strikeout of the day, of the game, I should say, for Xavier Gibbs. Not sure if he appeared in either first two games, which I'm assuming he probably didn't. As did Timmy Crowley for Lumen. This brings Cash Callahar to the plate. Runners on first and second. Two out. Nobody able to score yet here in the bottom of the first inning. Callahar taking the fastball high for ball one. Sun maybe potentially trying to peek through here at Jackson as the fastball misses in the dirt this time, but a good block from Manders behind home plate. Preventing that one from getting away. 2-0 for Cash Callahar. Gibbs ready to go again. Swing, and this is going to be a tapper foul along the first baseline. Cash Kalahar, another one playing different positions today. Of course, game one is a catcher, game two in left field, and back behind home plate for this final game. And the stretch in the dirt, another good block from Manders. And it's a 3-1 count for Cash Kalahar. Gibbs at risk of walking his third batter of the inning. Definitely doesn't want to load the bases, but trying not to give Kalahar a meatball either. 3-1. Swing and a line drive. This one going to left field, and it goes all the way to the fence. One runner will score. Here comes Brody Gregory. He gets the green light, and he's going to come all the way around for the score. A two-run double for Cash Kalahar puts Lumen in front 2-0 over the Onstead Wildcats. Advantageous count. You knew Gibbs had to get back in the zone. But a little bit too much there. Kalahar able to capitalize again. Two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBIs. Now at the plate, it's the designated hitter, Nathan Hinckley, sixth in the order. He fouls away the first pitch behind. Sattler and Gregory scoring on the play. First hit of the game for Lumen as well, coming in a big spot there from Kalahar. 0-1, swing and a line drive. That one sneaks past the diving shortstop, Arnold. Kalahar coming around for the score. Relay throw. Got him at home, and that ends the inning. A great play there from Johnson to Arnold to Manders to get that third out and prevent another run from coming in to score. So that will still be a base hit there for Hinckley. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left on. Lumen leads 2-0. Top of the second inning is next here on the Al Glick Classic. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Lumen, big two-run double from Cash Kalahar in the last half inning to give Lumen a 2-0 advantage. And now Onstead, their second turn at the plate. They'll be led off by Xavier Gibbs, 5, 6, and 7 due up in their batting order for the top of the second. Pitcher versus pitcher matchup here. Crowley ready to go. Wind up in the pitch. Fastball right down Main Street for a called first strike. Onstead had two outs for their first two batters in the first inning, and then a two-out double from Luke Manders. And Jack Tessier called on strikes. So they had a chance there in the first inning to get a run on the board as the next pitch misses for ball one. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Really need Crowley to come through here for a big inning for Lumen. Keep the pressure on Onstead. Have another chance, of course. Add to their lead in the second inning. Called strike three. Crowley back to back. K's looking. And he's really finding his spots now. There's the first out of the inning. Bryson Sutherland now at the plate, the designated hitter, of course, Landon Johnson in left field for him defensively. First pitch, swing and a miss out in front. Nice little changeup action there for Crowley. And it's strike one. Wind up in the pitch. In the dirt for ball one. Base is empty. One out. 2-0 Lumen lead with Onstead at the plate. 2025 Al Glick Classic Championship. Another pitch missing low and away. Two balls and a strike for Sutherland in his first plate appearance in this game. Next delivery, that one misses inside and gets away from the glove of Kalahar for ball three. Good count here for Sutherland to try to attack, especially with Crowley trying to avoid his first walk of the game. 3-1, swing and a miss on that high fastball. Makes it 3-2. Great location. Those high fastballs, I tell you, they're always so tempting to swing at. They're a lot harder to hit than you'd think. Payoff pitch called strike three again. Make it three backwards K's in a row for Timmy Crowley. There's out number two of the top of the second inning. Now it'll be Carson Wonders, the first baseman, trying to keep the inning alive as he looks at a fastball high for ball one. Crowley looking good here. Of course, he's got the help from the defense behind him. A good couple good plays in that first inning as we've got a fly ball directly to center field. Fitzpatrick gets under it, and he makes the catch for out number three. Timmy Crowley retires Onstead in order. And Lumen goes back to the plate in the bottom of the second inning, looking to add to their 2-0 lead. That's coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 lead, Lumen Christie over Onstead for the Al Glick Classic Baseball Championship here on WKHM. Want to thank Bucked Up Energy Drink and Hanover Horton Schools for their support today in our coverage of the tournament. Been a fun one. 7-8-9 due up for the Titans. Wes Learned, the right fielder for this game, is in at the plate. Showing bunt. Couldn't make the contact, and that's going to be called strike one. Gibbs, this inning definitely looking to have better control as we got a big swing and a miss there for Learned falling behind 0-2. Walked two of the first three batters. And then with two outs, that big two-run double from Kalahar. And then Hinkley after that, as there's a ball in the dirt. 1-2 count now for Learned. Hinkley with Kalahar at second, two outs. He was able to get that base hit. Kalahar coming around for the score, but nice defense relay throws. Able to get Kalahar out at home. Oh, So Woman, of course, a chance to add on in that first inning, but stopped short. Now they're trying to get off strong here. 2-2 count now for Learn. Looked at another ball. Now a line drive to right field. Is that one fair? And it is not fair. It's a foul ball. Good job to make contact there. Again, kind of looked out of sorts earlier in this at-bat. With the bunt attempt and a swinging strike, looked at two balls, starting to settle in a little bit more. Here's another 2-2. That one looked at in the dirt. Lumen's dugout celebrating here. Learned, able to fight his way back from a 0-2 count and a run at full. Big pitch here for Gibbs. Payoff on the way. That one looked at high. What a at-bat for Wes Learned. Drawing the walk after going down 0-2. That's already the third walk issued by Xavier Gibbs. This will bring J.J. Brown at the plate. And good opportunity for Lumen. Especially if they can maybe get at least one of the next two batters on base with the top of their order lurking. Good opportunity to put on more pressures. We've got a bunt right here. Gibbs able to make the pickup, throw over to first in time. And that's another sacrifice for this Lumen order. That's what set the table for them in that first inning. That leadoff walk to Sattler. And then Shore with the sacrifice bunt behind him. Able to get that runner in scoring position with just one out. Really opened up things for this Lumen offense as the number nine hitter, Jack Fitzpatrick, at the plate, swings, grounds one, foul along the third baseline. Nice contact, but just couldn't keep it in play. Ball's behind 0-1. Fitzpatrick able to make some good plays in center field all day across all three games. Next one, swing and a tapper. This one goes right to Gibbs off of the mound. He turns, throws the first in time for out number two, but that does advance Wes Learned to third base.
Now batting number six.
Brings back the top of the Lumen order. Paul Sattler, mentioned, walked in his first plate appearance and scored the go-ahead run of the game. At that time, putting Lumen had 2-0 with that 2-RBI double from Cash Kalahar, him and Gregory scoring on the play. First pitch misses, as does the second pitch. A couple low fastballs there. 2-0 for Paul Sattler. Ready to go on the mound once more. Wind up in the pitch. That one getting the knees for a called strike. 2-1 for Sattler. Another pitch on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one going right to short. Throw across the diamond to first is in time. Arnold to Wonders to get the third out. Lumen threatens with another run. Can't get it around to home. And it's going to be a 2-0 lead still for Lumen. Going into the top of the third inning. Coming your way next in 60 seconds. You've got the Al Glick Classic here on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 lead for Lumen Christie over Onsted for the Al Glick Classic Championship 2025. Here on WKHM, Connor Dockery with you. Thanks for hanging out with me all day long. Three baseball games, all of them very fun. Currently at the plate, 8-9-1 due up. It's the Second baseman Talon Hutchinson currently with a 1-1 count and then a swinging strike to make it 1-2. Crowley, three looking strikeouts in his last four hitters. Trying to get another one right here. Hitter calling time here. Steps out just as Crowley was starting his windup. And they gave it to him. Here's the 1-2. That one low. Trying to nibble it right there. But Hutchinson, a good take. 2-2 count now. Pitch on its way. Fastball up and away. 3-2. Good recovery there by Hutchinson. And now a big pitch coming up here for Crowley. Onstead. Got to think, really got to try to get this leadoff hitter on. We now got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield to foul territory. And a nice catch. Oh, my goodness. Brody Gregory. Ball was nearly lost in the gray sky here in Jackson. Able to find it and make a diving catch in foul territory for out number one. Wow. Crowley retiring the leadoff hitter there. Now here's the nine-hole hitter, right fielder Sam Solis. First pitch is a swing and a foul up and out of play behind. That one banging off the stands there. Nobody was there. Bounced in between Lumen Christi supporters in blankets and jackets there. Next pitch, this one misses low. One ball, one strike for Sam Solis. Of course, pretty windy at times today. Thankfully, I'm located in a spot where it's not really windy. I'm protected by Withington Stadium and a shed right here as the ball is popped at around home plate and a nice catch by Catch Kalahar to get out number two. Unfortunately, I'm told that over by the stands, kind of around home plate, it's a lot windier. So I could see why people bring blankets and such today. Chilly spring day here after it was 90 yesterday. Back to the top of the order, a grounder by Hill right to first, and then the throw from Gregory to Crowley covering the bag, able to retire Onstead in order for the second inning in a row. Great pitching and defense from Lumen in the Al Glick Classic Championship here, leading 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third, coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. Delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 lead for Lumen. Another chance for the Titans to add to their lead against the Onstead Wildcats. Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament Championship. Game 3 of 3 today here at Jay High. Connor Dockery with you from downtown Jackson as Gibson Shore, the number two hitter, leads us off, looks at strike one. Thank you to Tim Chapel, DDS, and Tuttle Concrete for their support in today's coverage. Three games. Pitch misses in the dirt there for Gibbs. And it's ball one, 1-1. So far, two runs on two hits, three walks, and a strikeout for Xavier Gibson to start as we've got a swing and a pop in foul territory. And a nice sliding catch off first for Carson Wonders coming in and making that play for out number one. Wow.
Now batting number 22, Brody Gregory.
Big first out there for Onstead. Meanwhile, Lumen with Brody Gregory at the plate, who drew a walk in his first plate appearance and was one of those two runs that scored off the bat of Cash Callahar in his two-run double. First pitch misses for ball one. Another swing, tapper foul off to the right towards Lumen's dugout. Evens the count at one. See, with Xavier Gibbs, he's been falling behind in these counts. Not only consistently being behind in the counts, but getting off, you know, starting these at-bats with a ball, you know, 1-0 count, 2-0 counts. But definitely more advantageous towards Lumen in that aspect. Meanwhile, Timmy Crowley on the other side, he's been consistently getting off to 0-1, 0-2 counts. Another foul here, 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Second strikeout for Xavier Gibbs. And he gets the second out of the inning. Benny Gaston now at the plate. Speaking of strikeouts, he was the first strikeout victim of Gibbs today. He was the second out in that two-run first inning for Lumen. Bases empty, still 2-0. Two outs and a swinging strike. It's fouled behind home plate. Gaston, I mentioned, making some good defensive plays today and a really good last game at the plate as the fastball is in the dirt. Interesting field here as well at Jay High. The infield is all turf, including, you know, the mound and the dirt areas as we got a swing and a grounder. That one is foul. Just foul. Looks like it bounced just away before it bumped up and over third. That one made by the third base umpire there. That decision, I should say, that was a foul. So I'd say I trust his line of sight better than mine. And it's a 1-2 count. Swing, grounder. That one goes back to Gibbs on the mound. And then the underhanded toss to first will retire the side. Lumen retired in order here in the third. We go to the top of the fourth. Onstead trying to break onto the scoreboard. Currently 2-0 Lumen. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Lumen. Onstead at the plate for the fourth time here. Top of the fourth inning. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM for game three of three today. The championship game of the Al Glick Classic 2025. 2-3-4 due up for Onstead. And Lucas Arnold swings and misses on the first pitch from Timmy Crowley to fall behind 0-1. Wind up in the pitch for the lefty. And that's called strike two. He is coming off two straight innings of retiring Onstead in order, as is Xavier Gibbs on the other side. So game really all about pitching and defense so far after Lumen was able to break through in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch now missing for ball one. 1-2 the count. Wind up in the pitch. Bounces in the dirt. Lucas Arnold 0-for-1. He popped out in the first inning. Now trying to get on base here. Wind on and off so far through this game. Still cloudy and chilly depending on where you are. Now another pitch misses. Fastball high. 3-2 full count. Arnold once again recovering. He fell behind 0-2. Payoff. Swinging a foul behind and out of play. Timmy Crowley so far, no runs, one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Those three strikeouts coming all in a row. Final out of the first inning and the first two outs of the second inning all looking. This one is a swing and a tapper foul just along the first baseline. And Lucas Arnold putting together a great plate appearance right here. Coming back from an 0-2 count, running the count full, and now fouling off some pitches to really rack up that pitch count of Crowley. Payoff once more. Swing and a miss, able to get him. But a good job by Arnold, still really raising that pitch count. Really fighting in there again after being down 0-2, but it was Crowley who eventually won the battle with his fourth strikeout and retires the leadoff hitter. Now at the plate, it's the catcher Luke Manders for the second time. Pitch on its way, swinging a line drive, and this one going to left center field. This one over the glove of Fitzpatrick, the deep center field there here at J-High, and it's another double, second double of the game for Luke Manders. He has both of Onstead's hits. And Onstead has a runner in scoring position now with just one out. Previously, when he hit that double in the first inning, it came with two outs. So Onstead, great opportunity here, especially going into the middle of the batting order to try to get on the board here. Currently with Jack Tessier at the plate, looking at a ball in the dirt, 1-0. Couple glances at second. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul up and out of play over the Lumen dugout on the right. 1-1 count. Lumen 22-6. Onstead 19-11 on the season. Mentioned two very good teams for Michigan Division III. Looking to make some deep postseason runs as the district playoffs start in under 2 weeks. Another pitch in the dirt, 2-1 to Tessier. Swinging a line drive. This one just past the glove there of Gaston. And now caught in a jam. Luke Manders between second and third and trying to tag him. The third baseman got him. What a play there. Sattler able to run him down and pretty much dive and tag him as he was diving to try to go back to second. So a nice base hit for Tessier. He's able to get on base, but Luke Manders caught in a jam between second and third. Not really sure if that was going to be caught by Gaston or if it was going to be a base hit. So tough base running right there. Two outs, base runner on first with Xavier Gibbs at the plate. So two hits in the inning. Three hits overall for Onstead. First pitch in there for a strike. Second pitch up and away for the left-handed Gibbs at the plate. Of course, on the mound as well, giving Lumen some different looks with the lefty hitter and pitcher. 1-1, it's now 2-1, fastball up and away. Tessier on first. Two outs. Still 2-0 Lumen. With Onstead trying to find a way to get on the board. Next one pitch in the dirt. Good block by Kalahar behind home. Not letting Tessier get a window to move up to second. Three balls and one strike. Crowley trying to get back into the zone. In the stretch. Pitch on the way. Swing and a pop to foul territory left side. And a nice running play by Sattler. Wow, really had to sprint, go all out to try to grab that one before it landed foul. And that'll do it for the top of the fourth inning. Onstead once again threatens with that one-out double from Luke Manders, but got caught in a pickle between second and third, called out, and then Lumen able to get out of that jam. No runs on two hits. It remains 2-0 for Lumen. Bottom of the fourth is next on WKHM.
One customer at a time. With Tuttle Concrete, that's the difference. Specializing in driveways, walkways, patios, and concrete replacement, Tuttle Concrete simply gets the job done and done the way you envision. You can trust their experience and service to the Jackson community. Locally owned and operated, Tuttle Concrete will work with you to make your dream of bringing your home outdoors a reality. Call today at 517-769-9110 or message Tuttle Concrete on Facebook.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Lumen, bottom of the fourth inning. Still trying to add to that early lead they got back in the first inning. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, live from Jackson High School for the 2025 Al Glick Classic. Thanks again to Columbia Schools and Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for their support today in coverage of all three of these games. First two at Lumen and this last one at Jackson. Of course, Lumen winning 2-0 over Quincy in that first game and then dominating Hudson 13-1 in that second game. Xavier Gibbs still on the hill. Leading off is Cash Kalahar. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Lumen as Kalahar looks at a ball above the zone. He is, to this point, Lumen's hero in this game. He hit that two-run double in that first inning to give them that 2-0 lead, which they still hold to this pitch as it is fouled away behind. 1-1 count for Kalahar. And he had a chance to be the third run of the game, but he was called out at home for the final out of the inning in that first inning off of the single by Nathan Hinckley. Another pitch misses low, 2-1 for Kalahar. Fastball, that one misses above the zone again. 3-1, another advantageous count for Lumen. And the dugout knows it. 3-1. Ooh, check swing. Looks like he broke the plane there. 3-2. Probably in the zone anyways. Big payoff pitch from Gibbs. Swing and a foul tip. Able to hang in there. Trying to be the leadoff hitter. Gibbs trying to retire the leadoff hitter for the second inning in a row. Both innings, first and second innings, that he allowed the leadoff runner on as a walk. Last inning, he got the leadoff hitter out and was able to retire him in order. Swing and a grounder. This one sneaks between third and short. And a leadoff single for Cash Kalahar. Big game in the making. He has two of Lumen's three hits a double, and a single. And Lumen, three of their four innings so far at the plate, able to get the leadoff hitter on base. Designated hitter Nathan Hinkley now at the plate. Gibbs looking at first before making the first pitch, which sneaks into the zone for a called strike one. So after that two-run first inning, Lumen able to get the leadoff walk from Wes Warren. Sacrifice bunt from J.J. Brown, able to move him to second as we've got a sacrifice bunt right here from Hinkley, which is picked up and thrown to first by Tessier to Wonders. Moving Callahar to second with Wes Learned coming to the plate. Then a couple ground outs in that second inning, really fizzling out another potential base run. And then, of course, Lumen retired in order. Last inning, big swing and a miss from Learned on the first pitch. Now, he fell behind 0-2 in his last at-bat, able to recover and eventually draw the walk. Pitch in the dirt. Bounces a little bit away from Manders, but Callahar not moving up, not chancing it. In a game like this against an opponent of this quality, you can't really risk losing base runners on plays like that. Big gambles as we got a swing and a miss from Learned. It falls behind 1-2. Gibbs in the stretch. Next delivery. Swing and a pop foul out of play. This one actually might be playable. No, it's not. Shallow, but just over the fence there into the stands behind home plate. Learned still hanging in there. 1-2 count. Just really tough to get out. Next delivery. That one missed high. Ball two. Had to duck out of the way slightly of that one as well on that high fastball. But he wasn't tempted. Gibbs in the stretch again. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a grounder. This one going past the first baseman. Wonders couldn't quite get it, but it was foul. Tough angle to see. Again, we're set up here on the third baseline. Looked juicy, but again, Wonders let that one go. It was fouled after all. So it stays a 2-2 count for Wes Learned. Still hanging in there. 2-2 on the way. Swing and another foul behind. Just keeps fighting off these pitches from Gibbs. Ready to go at the plate. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here's another 2-2. Swing and a line drive. This one to right center field. And this one is going to go all the way to the deep fence here at Jay High. As Callahar rounds third for the score, it's a one-run double for Wes Learned. Lumen leads 3-0. Big Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBI from Wes Learned. And Lumen has a runner on second with one out. With the eight-hole hitter, J.J. Brown coming to the plate. First pitch in the zone for strike one. So far, three runs on four hits allowed by Gibbs. In this one, as we got a swing and a fouled pitch behind. Falling behind to 0-2, Gibbs searching for that second out of the inning. With that runner on second. In the stretch. Swing and a miss. Going down on strikes, third strikeout of the game for Gibbs. And there's the second out with Wes Learned standing on second base. Jack Fitzpatrick, nine-hole hitter at the plate now. Next pitch, swing and a line drive. This one to left field and into the glove of Johnson. Nice read off the bat, able to make that catch. And that retires the side, but Lumen strikes again to add one more to their total. A one-run double from Wes Learned makes it 3-0. Lumen leads going into the top of the fifth inning. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got high school baseball on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The designated hitter, Bryson Sutherland, leading off the Onstead Wildcats here in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch immediately popped to the right side of the infield, and it's in the glove of Timmy Crowley. Quick first out on one pitch as Lumen leads 3-0 over Onstead. 6-7-8 due up in this inning. Of course, Sutherland going down on that pop-out. Carson Wonders, the first baseman, now at the plate. Onstead has had a few chances in this one, but those chances have been few and far between as this one grounded to short and not able to be glubbed by Gaston. A little bit of a medium roller there. Would have been a pretty tough to play. It's kind of like a 50-50. Do you want to give him the base hit, or do we rule that an error? Regardless, that's a one-out base runner for Onstead with Talon Hutchinson at the plate. First pitch, it's a bunt picked up and throw to first by Crowley to get that second out, and then a check throw at second to potentially get Wonders out. Couldn't get that second out, but at least got that second out on the sacrifice from Hutchinson. Sam Solis at the plate. Runner on second with two outs. Onstead another opportunity to get their first run of the game, and he looks at strike one on the high fastball. Solis 0 for 2, popped out in the third inning in his first plate appearance. A one pitch, a swinging bunt goes along the first baseline, stays fair, picked up by Gregory, and he steps on the bag himself for out number three. So Carson Wonders reaches on an error, able to move up to second on a sacrifice bunt, but Onstead, another chance with the runner in scoring position, not able to get that first run of the game across. Lumen stays in front 3-0. Bottom of the fifth is next on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties, up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Got a new pitcher here for Onsted. It's going to be JT Hill coming in from center field. As Gibbs pulled after four innings. At times, that control getting away from him. Three walks with three strikeouts, allowing three runs on four hits. So Hill getting in his warm-up pitches as Lumen gets ready to go here in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 3-0 over Onsted in the Al Glick Classic 2025 baseball tournament. The championship game, with both these teams, a close win in Game 1 and then a blowout Mercy Rule win in Game 2. Both teams having to move a location as well, with Lumen playing their first two games at home, then having to come here to J-High for the championship. Onsted playing their first game at Concord and then having to come here to Jackson for Games 2 and 3. So it looks like Gibbs moves to first base. That means Wonders moving to another spot, potentially center field. Try to get these defensive changes as I see them. Leading off for Lumen, it's Paul Sattler, who immediately grounds one up the middle, just sneaking past the glove of Arnold at short. And that's a base hit on the first pitch in relief against Hill. Sattler now 1-for-2 with a single and a walk with a run scored. And Gibson Shore now at the plate. Runner on first. No outs. 3-0 Lumen lead. Shore showing bunt but gets out of the way as that one ran way inside on the fastball. In the stretch, third baseman moving in on the play and having to dance out of the way of that one. That one running low on another fastball. 2-0 count for Shore. Next one. This time a successful bunt rolls off to the right side. Picked up by Hill. Wild throw to first. That's an error. Making base on the bunt. Meanwhile, Sattler moves up to third. One error for both these teams in this game now. And Hill in relief, now facing some pressure. Runners on first and third with no out. Entering the middle part of the order. Here's the third hitter, Brody Gregory, who looks at a fastball low. Meanwhile, an uncontested steal of second by Shore as that one bounced in the dirt a little bit for Manders to deal with. Now two in scoring position for Lumen with nobody out, leading 3-0. Fastball misses high, 2-0 count for Gregory. So Hill coming in relief and immediately getting himself into a very difficult situation. 2-0 swing and just getting a piece of that one. Foul tip behind. Still a little chilly here. Cloudy, windy, but you can see the blue sky peeking through there in the direction of right field here at J-High. 2-1 count for Brody Gregory. Showing bunt, holds off, fastball high. and it's 3-1. Sentler at third, Shore at second. In the stretch. Swinging a line drive to left field. That one is going to be in the glove. Here comes the runner from third and in to score on the sack fly. Sentler scores. It'll be a sack fly. And an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBI from Brody Gregory. Lumen leads 4-0 over Onsted in the Al Glick Classic Championship here at Jackson High School. Now at the plate, it's Benny Gaston. First pitch in there for strike one. Nice off speed there from Hill. So far the inning, a single, an error, and then a sacrifice fly. Next one swing and fouled away behind. And just like that, Gaston falls behind 0-2. He's 0-4-2 in this game, a strikeout and a ground out. Runner on second with one out. In the stretch, 0-2. That one misses up and in with a little bit of a duck there out of the way from Gaston. Makes it 1-2. In the stretch, Hill. Quick glance over to second. Now a pop in foul territory on the right. And the first baseman, Xavier Gibbs, able to make the catch. And then meanwhile moving up to third base is Gibson Shore. So that's a pop out there for Gaston, but another run 90 feet away for Lumen Christie with Cash Kalahar at the plate. He's 2-for-2. Not the guy you want to see at the plate in this situation. Knocked in a two-run double in the first inning. Pitch gets high and away. Goes to the backstop. Here comes Shore for the score. And the catcher, Manders, not able to track it down. That one took a weird bounce off the backstop. And now the bases are empty as the wild pitch bringing in the score. 5-0 Lumen. One oh the count. Cash Kalahar. Next pitch, swing. This one's going to left center field. And it goes all the way to the fence. It got over the center fielder, and that is another double for Cash Kalahar. Have yourself a day, my friend. Two doubles and a single. My, oh, my. Beast runner on second with two outs for Lumen, leading 5-0. Here's the designated hitter, Nathan Hinckley. Two runs scored in the first, one run scored in the fourth, and two more and counting scored here in the fifth for Lumen. In the stretch. First pitch missed for a ball as the next one is going to be lined here to left center field. This one's going deep. And that one, wow, clears the fence. It's gone. Two-run shot to left center field. And this is a deep ballpark. Jackson High School. Two RBI shots. Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning RBIs. Kalahar and Hinckley scoring. Four runs scored in the inning, and just like that, it's 7-0. Lumen over Onsted in the Al Glick Championship here at Jackson. Base is empty now with two outs. Wes learned at the plate. Boy, that was one that you just kind of knew. You could just hear the reaction from the Lumen dugout that they knew it was gone. I was trying to track the ball there in the left center field. I'm not sure if there was a bat flip. there by Nathan Hinckley. But, boy, there could have been. First pitch in there for a strike. Next one, wave and a miss from Learn. He falls behind 0-2. So far, four runs, three hits, and an error in the inning. And a swinging strike three to get out of the side. He'll be able to get his first strikeout there. But Lumen, big inning, unloading four on three hits. That error, no one left on. Of course, capped off with that big two-run homer from Nathan Hinckley. Lumen leads 7-0. Top of the sixth inning is next on WKHM.
Introducing the perfect blend of refreshment and flavor. Say hello to Neutral Vodka Seltzer, where real vodka meets real fruit juices for an irresistibly delicious taste experience. Crafted with care to keep it tasty and easy to drink, Neutral Vodka Seltzer is the ideal choice for any occasion. Whether you're relaxing at home or out with friends, enjoy the crisp, clean taste that'll leave you refreshed and satisfied. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, real vodka, real fruit juices, real flavor. Neutral Vodka Seltzer, taste the difference. Please drink responsibly.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
7-0 Lumen over Onsted in the championship game for the Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Want to thank Bucked Up Energy Drink and Hanover Horton Schools for their support in today's coverage. 1-2-3 due up for Onsted in the top of the sixth inning with JT Hill looking at three consecutive balls to get ahead in the count against Timmy Crowley, still out there on the mound. Next pitch, right down Main Street for strike one. Crowley, no runs, three hits, no walks, four strikeouts. Looking good today, and of course, got the great defense behind him, and his team has been coming through at the plate. Next pitch misses high for ball four. First walk issued by Crowley in this one. JT Hill on as the leadoff base runner. Going to have a quick meeting here with Kawahar and Crowley. Wind picking up a little bit, and even maybe a couple more sprinkles here in Jackson. Again, the end of the first game, and then in between games and then into the start of the second game, had a very light drizzle over there at Lumen for their first two games today. In the stretch, first pitch to Arnold. This is going to be popped up and out of play. That one going over to Withington Stadium. Behind us here at Jackson's Complex. 0-1 count on that foul for Arnold, who's 0-2 with a pop-out and a strikeout. Now a check throw at first. Diving in is Hill. In the stretch once more. Pitch, swing, and a grounder foul. Makes it 0-2 for Arnold. Trying to get this first out of the inning. You don't want to give Onsted the momentum to try to put together a comeback. Team of this caliber, of course you saw how they lit up Reading in the last game. Next pitch in the dirt. Takes a little bit of a bounce, but Kalahari able to keep it in front. Base runner doesn't advance from first, and it's 1-2 for Arnold at the plate. stretch. Fires. This one grounded right to third. Pickup throw to second. That one's offline. Trying to go for the double play, but it's instead going to be an error. Now trying to move up to third. And able to get that. Able to get the call. What a relay there from Learned to Sattler. Wow. And now Hill trying to fight the call, as is one of the official, one of the coaches there for Onstead. So it's going to be an error. Lucas Arnold reaches on an error, but then again, the recovery, throw back in, able to get JT Hill out at third. So just the one base runner on. They're at first with one out. 7-0 lead for Lumen, with Luke Manders at the plate looking at strike one. He's the one guy that's had a lot of success today for Onstead at the plate in this game. 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. Looks at a pitch in the dirt. 1-1. Just really seeing the ball well. Whenever Crowley makes a mistake, leaves one a little bit too much over the plate, he is making contact. Now Manders calls time here at the plate. Gets back in the box in the stretch. 1-1 low. 2-1. So for Onstead, 2 innings they've been retired in order. Otherwise, they've really at most had one base runner at a time. Next one misses as well. It's 3-1 for Luke Manders at the plate. In the stretch. Pitch in the dirt, and he loses him on 4. So 2 walks in 3 batters for Timmy Crowley to get going in this 6th inning. Of course, he's got plenty of breathing room. His team is up 7-0, but Onstead, you don't want them to put together a big inning to try to creep in a little bit closer. 7-0 Lumen lead. Runners on first and second with one out. And Jack Tessier at the plate looks at 1 in the dirt. So far 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Next pitch, big swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right past him. 1-1. Crowley ready to go. Glance over his right shoulder. Fastball delivery called. Strike 2. Looking for the second out of the inning. Could potentially get a ground ball. Maybe double play. Next one, swinging a foul behind. Staying alive, 1-2 for Jack Tessier. Crowley ready to go again on the hill. One, two again. Swinging another foul. That one a little bit of a swinging bunt, but able to still make that contact a foul. Trying to get another ball from the dugout, it looks like. They're just going to use that same ball. Ran out of new baseballs here at J-High. Ready to go with another 1-2. Swing and a line drive to right field. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. And a good throw back in by Learned will hold all the base runners on. No scoring right there for Onstead. Arnold at third, Manders at second, and Tessier at first with that base hit. Fourth hit of the game for Onstead. Again, two other walks in the inning with an error mixed in there. Bases loaded, one out. Swing and a miss. Xavier Gibbs at the plate. Number five in the order. 0 for 2 in this one. Strikeout and a pop out. Next one. Swing and a pop to the right side. This one looks like it'll be playable and not able to be tracked down there by the third baseman, Sattler. Trying to get that second out, but it will wind up being a foul. Falling behind 0-2. Big pitch right here from Crowley. Again, in a bit of a jam here. Onstead. They've been in need of an opportunity like this all game. Can they come through? Next pitch, that one misses inside. Big take there from Gibbs. Not nibbling there. One ball, two strike, bases loaded, one out. 7-0 Lumen lead. But Onstead threatening here. Next pitch, wait, swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him, big second out. Strikeout number five for Crowley. This will bring in Landon Johnson, who originally in this spot, it was Bryson Sutherland as a designated hitter, but Johnson, who was the left fielder in his spot, now getting this plate appearance. Previously, Sutherland in the spot went 0 for 2 with a pop-out and a strikeout. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch. Falls behind 0-1. Trying to get a ball in play here, trying to get a base hit. Get some runs across for Onstead. Next pitch, fastball in the zone, and it's 0-2. Crowley, can he tightrope out of danger right here? Keep the shutout going. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back K's with bases loaded. Timmy Crowley getting out of danger. Strikeout number 6. And Lumen stays in front 7-0. Bottom of the 6th. Coming your way next, you've got high school baseball on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Dr. Tim Chapel, DDS, is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics. Dr. Chapel and his staff enjoy getting to know each patient and their family and love creating relationships that last multiple generations. They're committed to providing the highest quality of clinical care and personalized service in a warm, compassionate atmosphere and have been serving the Jackson area for over 30 years. Dr. Chapel is currently accepting new patients. Call 787-9845 or go to drchapel.com to schedule your appointment today.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
New pitcher into the game for Onstead. It'll be Sean Symington replacing Hill after just one inning in relief, allowing four runs on three hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Of course, Lumen able to jump all over him. And this will be Onstead's last chance to hold the lead where it's at. Trying to keep it at 7-0. Doesn't want Lumen to add to that lead. And then they'll have a chance in the top of the seventh inning to try to make a big time rally. However, on the other side, if Lumen's able to score at least three runs here, then they'll be able to get another mercy rule here in the Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. Connor Dockery here on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me all day long for some high school baseball action. Thanks again for Tim Chapel, DDS, and Tuttle Concrete for their support in today's coverage. 8-9-1 due up for Lumen. J.J. Brown leading off, and he swings and misses on the first pitch from Symington. Next one on the way, swing and a miss. Able to execute out of the bullpen. Ready to go again. Here's the 0-2. That one in the dirt. Trying to get a swing and a miss there, trying to get the strikeout, but a little bit too far out of the zone for Brown to be tempted by that one. Of course, Brown pitching 5 quality innings. Only allowing 1 run in the last game. Big 13-1 win, mercy rule over Hudson. 2-2 count now. And 3-2. J.J. Brown able to fight back from an 0-2 count to run it full. Payoff. Swing. This one is a little blooper there to left field, and it's directly into the glove of Johnson for the first out. Jack Fitzpatrick. Now at the plate, he's 0-2 with a ground out and a line out. Trying to get on base here in this one. 7-0 Lumen. 1 out, bases empty, grounder to short. Gloved, throw over, and that's going to be out number 2. Arnold to Gibb there on the play. Gibbs, I should say. I forgot the S, I apologize. On my notes, there we go. Now the number 1 hitter, Paul Settler, at the plate looking at ball 1 out of the zone. 1-2, single, walk, 2 runs scored. Important part of Lumen's 7-0 lead here as he looks at another pitch. 1-1 count. Now a swing and a foul. That one goes over us and bangs off of the bottom of Withington Stadium stands. It's now 1-2. Next pitch, swing and a line drive. This one going to left center field, and that one's going to sneak across nearly to the wall, and it'll be a 2-out double. Oh, no! Called out at second. Sattler trying to stretch that into a double, but a nice relay throw from Onstead's outfield, able to nail him going for extra bases. So it'll be a single and then out advancing for Paul Sattler. And Lumen, 3 up, 3 down, still in front, 7-0. Onstead trying to make a big-time rally here in the top of the 7th. That's coming up in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Daly Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Daly Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.daly-excavating.com to download a job application. Daly Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Last chance for Onstead, top of the 7th inning. Lumen leading 7-0 here in the championship game of the Al Glick Classic Championship, leading off was Symington, and immediately lines out to right field for a big first out as Timmy Crowley remaining on the mound, trying to go for the complete game shutout. That brings in Talon Hutchinson to the plate. Bases empty, one out. Looks at strike one on the lower outside edge. Oh for one in this one, popped out in the third and had a sacrifice bunt in the fifth. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. This one gloved by the shortstop. Throw across the diamond. That one high, pulling him off the bag. And it's going to be an infield single there for Hutchinson. Fifth hit of the game for Onstead. Runner on first with one out. Trailing Woman 7-0. Here is the nine-hole hitter, Sam Solis. Big swing and a miss on that fastball. Crowley, so far 6 1/3 innings, no runs on 5 hits, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. Great stuff in this one. Swing and a line drive, this one to left field, and it is a foul ball. Just slicing foul at the last moment. That one could have been a big one for Onstead. O-2 count as Crowley looking for out number two here in the top of the seventh. Trying to squash Onstead's chances at a rally and a check swing. Did he break the plane? He did, according to the first base umpire, and there is the seventh strikeout in out number two.
Now batting number six, JT Hill.
Onstead to their final out of the afternoon. 7-0, runner on first. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Brings back the top of the order with JT Hill. Looking at a fastball outside for ball one. Next pitch, couldn't get the corner that time. It's 2-0. Crowley in the stretch, next one. That one off the plate, gets away from Kalahar, and that's going to advance Hutchinson to second on a pass ball. Runner in scoring position here for Onstead. 3-0 the count. Crowley trying to get into zone. He can't. Now a stolen base attempt at third. Throw is offline. Gets away, and they're going to say the play was dead. So Hutchinson stays there at third base, clutching at the left elbow. A little bit of a tough slide in there. But Onstead, first run of the game, 90 feet away with two outs. Next one, fastball, that misses. And it's a two-out walk. Runners on the corners with two outs. Third walk compared to 7 strikeouts for Crowley. This brings in Lucas Arnold, who is 0-3. Pop-out, strikeout, and reached on an error. 7-0 Lumen. Trying to close this thing out. One more out. Next one, swing. This is going to be a fly ball to left center field. And coming in to make the catch, the left fielder, it's J.J. Brown. And that will do it for the 2025 Al Glick Baseball Classic. Lumen wins 7-0 over Onstead in our championship game. We're going to step aside. And back in 60 seconds, we will recap the tournament and this final game. That's coming up on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence.
With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
To live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
7-0 the final. Lumen Christi is your 2025 Al Glick Tournament champions, as they just really looked good throughout this entire tournament, able to grind out a low-scoring win over Quincy 2-0 to get everything going earlier this morning, and then a 13-1 domination over Hudson in Game 2. They then came from Lumen over here to Jackson High School, taking on a very good Onsted team and able to get the 7-0 win. Jumped all over Xavier Gibbs in that first inning. Couple walks, big two-run double from Cash Kalahar to open up the scoring. And then in the fourth inning, Lumen able to add another one on a one-run double from Wes Learn to make it 3-0. And then with JT Hill on the mound in relief, Lumen able to just ambush him. Three hits for four runs, capped off by a two-run home run from Nathan Hinckley. And able to hang on from there, and then not to mention great pitching all game for Timmy Crowley. Complete game shutout, went all seven innings. No runs, five hits, seven strikeouts, and three walks in that win, as Lumen again goes 3-0 on the day to win the championship. Losing pitcher is Xavier Gibbs. Went four innings, allowed three runs, four hits, three walks, three strikeouts. So Lumen on the day, they improve to 23-6 on the season with this championship. Onsted making it to the championship, but falling two out of three games. They drop to 19-12 on the season. So again, very great showing for Lumen all day long. And they saved, obviously they had a really good game against Hudson, but they arguably saved their best for last here in the championship game. Once again, final scores today, 2-0 Lumen over Quincy, 13-1 Lumen over Hudson, and then 7-0 Lumen over Onsted. I want to give another shout to our sponsors making today's coverage possible: Columbia Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton Schools, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. That'll do it for the 2025 Al Glick Classic Baseball Tournament. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of high school baseball on WKHM.